خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Translation: Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and on their eyes there is a covering. Theirs will be a great torment. The next topic is meaning of khatama. As-Suddi said, khatama Allah means Allah has sealed. Qatada said that this ayah means shaitan controlled them when they obeyed him. Therefore, Allah sealed their hearts, hearing and sight, and they could neither see the guidance nor hear, nor comprehend or understand. Ibn Juraij said that Mujahid said, Allah has set a seal on their hearts, means a stamp. It occurs when sin resides in the heart and surrounds it from all sides, and this submersion of the heart in sin constitutes a stamp, meaning a seal. Ibn Juraij also said that the seal is placed on the heart and the hearing. In addition, Ibn Juraij said that Abdullah ibn Kathir narrated that Mujahid said, the stain is not as bad as the stamp. The stamp is not as bad as the lock, which is the verse type. Al-Amish said, Mujahid demonstrated with his hand while saying, they used to say that the heart is just like this, meaning the open palm. When the servant commits a sin, a part of the heart will be rolled up, and he rolled up his index finger. When the servant commits another sin, a part of the heart will be rolled up, and he rolled up another finger, until he rolled up all his fingers. Then he said, then the heart will be sealed. Mujahid also said that this is the description of Ran. Refer to chapter 83, verse 14, Al-Quran. Al-Qurtubi said, the Ummah has agreed that Allah has described himself with sealing and closing the hearts of the disbelievers as a punishment for their disbelief. Similarly, Allah said, nay, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts because of their disbelief. Chapter 4, verse 155, Al-Quran. He then mentioned the hadith about changing the hearts, in which the Prophet ﷺ supplicated, O you who changes the hearts, make our hearts firm on your religion. He also mentioned the hadith by Hudhayfa recorded in the Sahih, in which the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, the fitan, that is the trials and tests, are offered to the hearts, just as the straws that are sewn into a woven mat, one after another. Any heart that accepts the fitan, then a black dot will be engraved on it. Any heart that rejects the fitan, then a white dot will be engraved on it. The hearts will therefore become two categories, white, just like the barren rock. No fitna shall ever harm this category as long as the heavens and the earth still exist. Another category is black, just as the cup that is turned upside down, for this heart does not recognize righteousness or renounce evil. Ibn Jarir said, the truth regarding this subject is what the authentic hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated. Abu Huraira narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the believer commits a sin, a black dot will be engraved on his heart. If he repents, refrains, and regrets, his heart will be polished again. If he commits more errors, the dots will increase until they cover his heart. This is the ran, that is stain, that Allah described. Nay, but on their hearts is the ran, that is stain, which they used to earn. Chapter 83, verse 14, Al-Quran. At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasai, and Ibn Majah recorded this hadith, and At-Tirmidhi said that it is Hasan Sahih. The next topic is the meaning of Ghishawa, reciting the ayah. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing. Then pausing, then continuing with, and on their eyes there is a ghishawa, that is covering, is accurate, for the stamp is placed on the heart and the hearing, while the ghishawa, the covering, is appropriately placed on the eyes. In his tafsir, As-Suddi said that Ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud said about Allah's statement, Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, so that they neither understand nor hear. Allah also said that he placed a covering on their sight, meaning eyes, and so they do not see. The next topic is the hypocrites. We mentioned that four ayat in the beginning of Surat Al-Baqarah described the believers. The two last ayat, that is chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, describe the disbelievers. Afterwards, Allah begins to describe the hypocrites, who show belief and hide disbelief. Since the matter of the hypocrites is vague, and many people do not realize their true reality, Allah mentioned their description in detail. Each of the characteristics that Allah used to describe them with is a type of hypocrisy itself. Allah revealed Surat Bara, that is chapter 9, and Surat Al-Munafiqun, chapter 63, about the hypocrites. He also mentioned the hypocrites in Surat An-Nur, that is chapter 24, and other surahs, so that their description would be known and their ways and errors could be avoided.